We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:46, 14 before 8 on a drizzly, foggy Thursday morning. A 60% chance for showers today, warmer than it has been. Highs of 81, but tomorrow, the rain ceases in the morning. The temperature drops throughout the day. Highs of only 59 and then 62 on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine, so you can get out and enjoy that. And Sunday, really, highs of 70, but plenty comfortable. Get out and enjoy that as well. And next week, by Wednesday, well, Tuesday, actually, Tuesday, highs of 50. And then Wednesday, we do not get out of the 40s. For the high temperature and actually a freeze on the North Shore Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. There is always something new coming out of Washington in general, but especially with all of the impeachment inquiries, et cetera. Steve Dorsey joins us, CBS News correspondent. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I don't know what you're complaining about with 81-degree temperatures.
Well, I guess after months and months and months of 95 and high humidity, well, at least I'm complaining. I like it cold, but I don't know. Where are you at, Washington right now?
Yeah, it's a lot chillier here, especially for Republicans, as Democrats try to really ramp up their investigation with these new public open hearings that they scheduled yesterday, the first one being on Wednesday.
So when it comes to, and I'm confused about these open hearings, could it be the same people that testified in closed hearings in some cases and new people in others?
Yeah, exactly. So the first hearing will be Bill Taylor. They've already heard from Bill Taylor. They've released his transcript. Democrats want the public to see Bill Taylor testify. And they say that that will likely work into their investigation of the president's, what they believe are the abuses of his power for personal gain, focusing on Ukraine.
So is he expected to say anything different, or is it all about the public, maybe instead of reading it, hearing him and seeing him say it?
Yeah, I think it's about the spectacle of it. Mm-hmm. They're making an effort to televise this, of course. There's high interest in this. Because he won't say much different than the hundreds of pages of testimony he's already said to Capitol Hill lawmakers. But Republicans, too, will have their opportunity to scrutinize publicly this witness. And they'll try to take advantage of the media time as well.
And they can either cross-examine or follow up on whatever because I'm presuming there's going to be some women testifying as well, whatever the witness testifies. Well, I hate to say testifies. Is that the right word, Steve?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. This is congressional testimony. You're right. Republicans should be expected to put up a big fight. They want to make it clear that they believe the president is not guilty of any wrongdoing, and they want to show that from the start, I think.
So aside from process, has there been anything substantive that's changed in the last couple of days? Anything that came out yesterday, perhaps?
I think we're learning a little bit more about the details of how this played out from the White House, at least editorially. We know that the president had asked his Attorney General, Bill Barr, to hold a press conference, denying that there was any criminal wrongdoing on the president's part following this July 25th call with Ukraine. Apparently, Attorney General William Barr decided not to do that, but the White House is denying there's any bad blood between the two. And, of course, we're learning more about these transcripts that have been released that Democrats believe is just more evidence that have mounted against the president.
And one of these televised hearings supposed to start, Steve?
This will be Wednesday. There will be two sessions. The first we hear will begin in the morning, and then another session will take place later in the afternoon, and then another day of testimony on Friday.
Do you know if the networks all of them are gone wall to wall with this?
You know, I can imagine there's very high interest. I'm not so sure at this stage in the game, there will be wall-to-wall coverage interrupting, you know, Price is Right. It's possible, but I don't think networks have really gotten that close to deciding that.
Price is Right. What about As the World Turns or whatever it is? That's what will get people really angry when you disrupt that. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time. I really do. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Enjoy the cool weather.
Thank you.
All right. Steve Dorsey, CBS News correspondent. 751, 9 before 8, traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.